and good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, June the 21st, 2017. First day of summer, so I hope you are out there enjoying it. 12:16, coming up on 12:17 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Scott Spears along with you on the Now program. And later on in this program, we're going to be joined by a new host here at WWGH Radio, Corey Durbin. So Corey will be with us momentarily and discuss his new show, which will be premiering Friday morning. Hopefully he does a better job than I do of speaking. His show will be premiering Friday morning here on WWGH Radio from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. So we'll learn about what's going to go on Friday morning and learn about Corey and have a lot of fun with that. But the first person up on the show today is one of our very own Marion residents, a longtime friend of mine. We go back about 7 or 8 years now, did a television show together and had great fun doing that. And a lady stopped in early on in the week and said that she had heard about stem cell, and this is the guy who knows about it, one of my dear friends, former president of Marion City Council, Dr. Scott Gray. Dr. Gray, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Hey, it's good to speak with you. I do want to get to the stem cell, but of course the lead story on our newscast today is about city council president. And I was looking through some literature this morning and just kind of want to figure out exactly how we got to where we are. It was reported that you did file a petition. You were the current sitting city council president here in Marion. You filed a petition to run so you could be reelected, and 13 of the 54 signatures were deemed invalid. So you only had 41 signatures. You needed 50. What happened just with let's start there. What happened there?
So what happened was really just life being busy now with two young girls, a one-year-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old, and I've been running three different businesses. So life was getting a little bit crazy, and then, you know, regular council duties and, you know, things that I do in the community, I was just so busy. I literally overlooked that stuff, and it came up on me quick, and I went to get the signatures. We went out and got a bunch, and, you know, we need to get registered voters within the city, and apparently 13 that said they were not. So I thought I had it covered. You know, honestly, last time I did it, I probably got 80 or 90 names. You just kind of do that to be safe, but didn't have the time to get it done, and really led to where I am now when, you know, actually resigning just with all the new things that I'm doing, you know, to better the community. And really my main thing is a doctor here in town, and what I do, it's taken so much of my time that I can't give what I need to be in president of city council. So as hard of a decision as it was, I decided, look, I just got to step down so someone could step into this position that can give it the time and effort that is needed. So it was just unforeseen things that happened that led to my life changing and being more busy and another child and all that good stuff.
And, you know, I think certainly anybody can understand why the signatures were not there. But obviously back at that time early in the year, I believe it was February, you had intention to run again, and you and I understand that some people said they were residents and were not, but the term would have been up, I guess, in January of next year.
Correct.
When you did not get the signatures, and it was deemed that you would either have to run as a write-in candidate or find some other area, what led to the quick resignation?
Honestly, that was a lot of changes in my business, and it actually ties in with the stem cell thing that you referenced early on. And this actually just happened recently, and it is kind of funny that it happens at a time when I didn't get the signatures, and I'm sure people could come up with a lot of stories like, oh, we didn't want to run a write-in campaign, but that wasn't it. I'm actually, and I'm in Florida right now, as we talked about earlier, and I'm down here with my mentor in stem cell therapy. I'm going to be working with him this week, and I'm going to be down in Florida a lot because I'm really working hard to continue to bring the best stem cell treatments to Marion to help people with joint pain and, you know, all the things that I do there. So I had no idea until, man, literally a month ago. I mean, it was really when I put in my resignation was when it really came down to where I was going to be full go, dedicated to this stem cell therapy and bringing it here as we started to see results and what it was doing for people. Then I said, you know, I really need to do this right. And, you know, it's the old saying, jack of all trades is master of none. And I just felt like, again, I couldn't give, you know, the president of city council the attention it needed in doing this new thing with stem cells and bringing this to Mary and bringing something that, you know, really hasn't been available. And not even sure how much of it's available in Columbus even. But, yeah, it's, you know, people probably have come up with all kinds of great stories on their own as to, you know, because the timing looks strange on it. But it's really just a coincidence of events in my life and where I am and, you know, decisions after a lot of prayer and discussions with my wife. And here we are.
I certainly understand that, and we're going to get to the stem cell because this is a very interesting thing. But had the signatures been valid, do you think you would have still resigned?
Yeah, yep, because it didn't have to do with the signatures. It really had to do with really where my focus is now. And I just decided that if I'm going to do this right, I got to focus on it. And, you know, I'm going to do what I need to make this happen the right way. And, you know, in the best way possible for all of our patients. And so that's, you know, either way, this would have happened. It was a matter of timing. I didn't have any issues like this. I'm on the Ohio State Chiropractic Association board. I've also resigned from that. There's a lot of things that I'm stepping back from to put my full attention into one area with the stem cells.
Did you like the job?
Loved it. One of the, I would say, one of the best experiences, one of the best decisions I ever made. It was a very regretful decision to have to step down. I felt like, you know, I'm doing a disservice to the city of Marion if I'm trying to focus on, you know, 3-4 different things. And, but I really enjoyed it. I loved working with the other members. I learned a ton, just this, such a large amount about, you know, how city government works and running meetings and, you know, just, it was a great experience. And I'm very thankful that I had the opportunity. I'm thankful for everyone who, voted for me to get me in there. And, I'm excited, as most people know, Kate Fisher was selected, Monday evening, as my replacement, and she's going to be running a write-in campaign to continue as city council president. So I'm, very thrilled that somebody as, a Marion person that's involved, and I've served on a lot of boards with Kate and done a lot of things with her business-wise on boards and just downtown Marion and different aspects, and I think that she's just a great person to follow up and to take over. She'll be able to give it a lot more focus than I've been able to in the last couple months.
Just for the sake of getting things right, it did list in the paper that Kate Fisher, who will be sworn in on Monday, was the first female city council president. It was actually Pamela Pierron who was elected in 1989, just for people who, I know there was a lot of, seemed to be a lot of anger about that on Facebook last night, so just for being correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even see that, but I knew people were saying that about Kate. I did not know that was incorrect.
Yeah, it was actually Pamela Pierron. Will you support Kate in the fall in her write-in campaign?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Yep, I actually, suggested Kate for the position, and I gave her my recommendation just because, like I said, I've worked with Kate on boards. I know what kind of person is. I know what kind of values she has, and she's always supported the Republican Party, even when she was not, involved in, running or doing any of that kind of stuff. So she's a great person to be there, and she's excelled in a lot of leadership areas and different things that she's done. So, yeah, she's got my 100% support.
And just a couple more questions on this. So the Republican Party, we all know people do like to hold seats and keep going. The Republican Party in Marion had an interesting year with their chairman, and people know all about that. Was the Republican Party okay with you? Did you like what was going on in the Republican Party with Chairman Matthews holding the position after his indictment?
Honestly, I thought it was a little unfair how people treated him. I like Mr. Matthews. I like John. He helped me a lot. And look, I run multiple businesses, and I know people text when they're at work, and I know they do stuff that they shouldn't. And, there's people out there, and I guarantee you 99% of the people saying bad things about John are people that are making personal phone calls at work and, texting at work and doing that kind of stuff. And look, I understand it's taxpayers' money and it was wrong. I'm not saying it was the right thing to do, but, it's the throwing rocks in glass houses thing. I just feel like people were just trying to throw him under the bus, and you know how politics is. People just love to kick people when they're down. And I thought, I don't know. I like John, and, he made a mistake, and he's trying to, fix that, and you just got to go on with life. You learn from your mistakes, and, I always go back to the Bible. He who, I forget the exact phrasing, but he was not sinned, throw the first stone. So,
I would say we all make mistakes, but do you think after the mistake was made, he should have continued for as long as he did as chairman?
In those situations, honestly, Scott, and you may know this with boards and different things like that, typically you don't have a bunch of people jumping up and raising their hand to jump in and do it. So I think, honestly, John was probably doing that more out of, just trying to keep things going and running until someone could step in. And now we've got Gary Risch, who's stepped in and taken over for him. So, I don't think it was any kind of, I didn't mind it, because I think he kind of buffered it until we got someone new in there.
And I
really don't have a big problem with that.
And my final question on this whole thing is, there were some rumblings. You got into politics, very well-known person in the community, as you say, run three businesses, interested in politics. There's a mayoral campaign coming up. Would you ever run for office again? Maybe mayor, maybe something else?
No, at this point in my life, with two young girls and, the businesses that I have, again, there's no possible way that I could give that the attention that it needed to do a good job. And I don't do anything where I don't think I'm going to be able to do a good job and give it my 100% focus. So, some point down the road, like I said, I enjoyed it. So at some point down the road, if there's something else that comes up, and, honestly, the biggest thing is that the time it takes to do things in the evenings and on weekends and the campaigning, I'm not willing to lose that time with my daughters. So I have decided that, and this is a decision too. This was part of my decision is, those are years I'll never get back. So until my girls are 8, 19, whenever they leave the house, that's when I would ever think about doing something like that, because they're just too important. I'm not gonna miss those years.
I certainly understand that. And you and the Republican Party, is the status still good? Everything happy there?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to get to this stem cell because somebody came in off the street on Monday and said they had heard you talk about stem cell. You're down in Florida studying here with your mentor. What do you hope to bring to Marion, and what exactly is stem cell therapy? What can we do here?
So stem cell therapy is it's using stem cells, and a lot of people don't understand what they are. They're really like the most foundational part of life. So your stem cells really are what go in and build cells that go in and build a baby in 9 months. They go in and they become what they need to become based on the DNA and what the cells, you know, you've got those X and Y chromosomes in there, and the DNA basically tells those stem cells you're going to become brain tissue, you're going to become lung tissue, you're going to become nerves, you'll become arteries, and it turns into a baby. So stem cells are used to regenerate tissue. And one of the biggest controversies that we have, you know, we've actually already received calls at the office, baby killers and all kinds of stuff. The reality is anymore, and people may know this, that for the past 8 years, if you go to the hospital and have a baby, they're asking you, do you want to save your umbilical cord? And if you don't save your umbilical cord, you have the option to donate it. And when you donate it, that goes to the tissue banks. And these are screened for disease, just like any other organ that's donated, just like they would not give a kidney to someone that has some kind of disease in it or give someone a lung that has a disease in it. These cells are screened, and people can then use them from folks that have donated those. And you're going to get, and the ones that we use umbilical stem cells, which means the potency is very high. You're going to get about 8 million cells per cc that you use, where some of the other kinds, like the amniotic and placental, they just don't work as well. They don't have as many cells. But what they do, Scott, is they regenerate tissue. So someone who's bone on bone in their knee, or they have, you know, shoulder problems. I've got a guy that was going to have a shoulder replacement, literally texted me yesterday, guy here in Marion, and he texted me yesterday and said, today was supposed to be my surgery, so thankful I did stem cell, because he did the stem cells, and, I mean, he's out there. He called me the other day and asked if he could do mulching and, like, throwing bags of mulch around, and I said, no, let's wait. Let's let it regenerate a little bit, but it creates new tissue, new muscles, new cartilage, and it will help to eliminate scar tissue. So this is the people that we're doing this for, people that are thinking about knee surgery, hip surgery, shoulder surgery. They're, you know, constantly getting cortisone injections and all these different, you know, pain pills and things. And our goal with stem cells is to get people off these pain pills and save them from surgery. That's what we're going to do. And in turn, I've made this very apparent in everything that I've done, and that is that my goal is to, with my center there in Marion, to be the number one place for pain relief that's all natural, that there's no pain medications, there's no surgeries, because we all know, I think the news just came out that Ohio is the epicenter of the opioid problem. It's literally in the country now. We are number one. And that's absolutely terrible news. And my goal is to help people get out of pain so they don't have to use that stuff and do it the natural way. So that's what the Ohio Neck and Back Pain Centers, and this is actually called the Marion Integrated Health Center that does the stem cell therapy, because it's actually, I've got medical doctors and a nurse practitioner that do all that in there.
Is there anything in your profession that cannot be treated naturally, in your opinion?
I wouldn't say that there's things that you can't treat naturally, but there are times when people are so far gone that, you know, we don't have any magic bullets in our office. We don't have any, and if anyone tells you they have one, run away, because there is no magic bullet for back pain, neck pain, knee pain. We're very successful with what we do, you know, 85 to 95% success really across the board, from stem cell to chiropractic to spinal decompression. But there are definitely people that we can't help. And there's times I've had to send people down to Dr. Kroll, you know, to talk about spinal surgery or things like that. So we are not, you know, it's not like we heal everybody. I wish we could, but that's just not the reality.
In your opinion, for Marion, Ohio, to not have stem cell here, if it's able to come, which it looks like it is, how big is this, in your opinion, on a scale of 1 to 10?
Scott, honestly, a couple weeks ago, I probably would have said an 8 or 9. Right now, I'd probably say 11. I have people coming from 30, 40 miles away to get this therapy now. People from Mansfield, Bucyrus, Marion, Delaware, I mean, they're just coming from everywhere. I've never had anything spread like this through testimonials, and it's just been kind of mind-boggling to me. And it's just, you know, the results we're getting, you know, the results speak for themselves. So it's, you know, I think it's the biggest thing. I think it's going to revolutionize medicine overall, and I think it's going to be one of the best things that Marion sees in the next several years as far as healthcare. And I don't take the credit for that. I've just learned from people who have done it before me and just brought it here. I'm just kind of a messenger bringing the therapy here.
You are in Florida now. How soon can somebody call your office and really get involved in this?
Really what we're doing is we're setting up seminars for people to come to. So if you call the office, our next seminar is actually July 6th. So if you call the office, 740-386-6580, 740-386-6580, you can just ask to, you know, come to the next stem cell. It's a free seminar where we literally do, you know, talk for an hour. Sometimes an hour and a half based on questions, and we let people know about stem cells, and they can get all their questions answered and everything about them.
Before I let you go, and I thank you for the time today, Dr. Gray, and we'll have to get you in here to do a whole thing on that. I'd love to do some more in-depth questions on stem cell. But you said as soon as this happened, you got calls at your office, baby killer. The first President Bush did not like the idea of exploring this option with stem cells. What do you say to those people who say, not necessarily baby killer, but that you are playing God?
You know, that's the thing, is that you're not playing God. It's when you get into the embryonic stuff, that's disgusting and I believe wrong on a moral level, just that's personal opinion. But we're not. All we're doing is taking the cells that we save and we put them in and let the body that God built do what it does. We're not playing God. Your body's just doing what God designed it to do. So we don't have to try to play God. We literally just take what he's already given us. You know, it's like saying that when we take food and we eat it, he's given us food to eat. We take it, we eat it, and our body uses it and does amazing things with it to heal and give us energy and everything, that we're playing God. We're not. We're taking what he gave us, and we're using it, and the body does what it does with it. That's the thing with stem cells. It's literally the most simple thing you can do. It's one injection, typically. It's one injection in the joint, and then your body just does amazing things with it because of how God designed it, not us. We're not God. We let God do his thing.
Dr. Scott Gray, former president of Marion City Council and very prevalent doctor here in Marion, and certainly stem cell is the key word right now in 11, as Dr. Gray said. Dr. Gray, always a pleasure to talk with you, and when you get back in town, I hope you can stop by the studio and we can talk some more about this stem cell, because it really more to talk about.
Will do. I appreciate your time, Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Dr. Scott Gray recently resigned the position of Marion City Council President and now working on stem cell here in Marion, a whole new thing for the treatment of joints and back pain and so on and so forth. We've got a new show coming here to WWGH Radio, hosted by a gentleman named Corey Durbin. He is in studio. We are going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back and chat with him about that for the next hour. Right, it's very quick, but important and worthy, certainly,
break. So stay with us, please.
Stop. Listen. Find yourself a chair. You're about to listen to the best show on the air. You'll love Charlie Evans. Can't wait to hear Scott Spears. You cherish Mary Ann Michael. Quite a lady, that's for sure. So listen to the Exchange Club for topics close to you. Discuss local topics, national topics too.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on there on 2020 on the $10 bill. And this summer, they are going to poll people in the United States to see who should go on there. But it will be the first woman on the currency in like 120 years or something.
Well, the women that they've come up with wouldn't really make a bill very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second. What are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or something.
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug on the $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else?
Won't they airbrush them before they put them on the bill?
I mean, can you imagine flipping on a bill and there's a... ugly face looking at you.
Now, wait a second.
Charlie.
Wait a second, Charlie.
Well, I think it's about time that a woman gets on some...
Yeah,
currency.
If they put somebody good-looking on there.
Oh, dear.
Who? Somebody that is famous. Somebody
they have to be dead.
Everything from drug lords and things that we can share. We'll even discuss the presidents and Hillary Clinton's hair.
What do you make of Trump, Charlie? You didn't jump in. You did the wife thing there, but
he's an egotistical jerk.
What do you really think about him?
But he knows enough to make millions. I guess we can't put him down for that.
We can't put him down
because we don't know how much he owes.
He would not have a chance. I'm sorry, at an office. He's got a lot of money that
money.
He can put behind him, but how many people would vote for him? I don't think very many.
So stop, listen, and find yourself a chair. You're about to listen to the best show anywhere.
Every Friday, 12:10 until 1 p.m. Supported by Kroger, right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live at WWGH1071.com.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on WWGH Radio. Currently 44 minutes past the hour. And we have a guest in studio who will be starting a new show here on WWGH Radio on Friday, just a couple days away, 10:15 a.m. till 12 noon every Friday morning. His name is Corey Durbin, and we're very happy to have him in studio today. Corey, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, I'm glad to be here.
Okay.
And I don't want to start any controversy.
Let's get into it right away.
But I'm glad to be here, but I would rather be at the humgus sale in Iberia.
Really?
Somebody was
the
having,
humgus?
Somebody was having a garage sale, and I think they meant to put humongous.
And they put humgus.
Yeah, they must not be very good at spelling in Iberia. So.
Well, maybe the prices will be lower because of the misspelling.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
You know, a couch could be coach, and they sell it a little bit cheaper than what you think.
Yeah, so I'm glad to be here.
And you apparently saw the whole town of Marion because
yes.
Our addresses. Being wrong on
yes, and Marion is a quaint, nice, big little city, I guess you could call it. Very lovely. We did drive all the way around. Not your fault. For some reason, I ended up with a third address. There was one on the Facebook page, one on the website, which you explained hasn't been updated. Not your fault.
Well, that could be my fault. You never know.
Well, it could be. And then I don't know how I got the third address. I don't know. I must have found something else on Google.
But you got here.
Yes, I did.
You got here. And you have
a person who is going to be... Now, we've only had the chance to talk here about 3 minutes before now, except on the internet. This is your for sure co-host.
This is the guy that's with me all the way for sure. His name's Billy. I do have a podcast that led to the show that I'm going to have on the station, and he's been with me on there most of the time. So, yeah, Billy.
Billy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Now, we're going to come back to Billy here in a second because we want to learn about Corey and this show on Friday. And I guess we'll just tell us about yourself.
Yeah, well... I'm from Mansfield, born and raised, actually in Ontario, but Mansfield is
where I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's okay. Most people are, but I enjoy it. It's a nice town, but yeah, I went to Mansfield Christian, graduated from there, went to Ontario, actually, up until I was a junior, and then my last 2 years went to Mansfield Christian, had a great radio program there, one of the few in the state, high school-wise, to actually have a radio station. Then went to college at Ashland University, was, you know, involved with the radio program there, got out, immediately got some jobs in radio, just, you know, I love it. I love the radio business. As far as the show that I'm going to be doing, it's going to be basically the same as the podcast I've always done. Current events nationwide, locally, you know, may talk some sports, you know, if politics is something that's really hot and heavy a certain day, maybe get into that, but... You know, I just like news and odd stories you may not hear on a bigger station or a national station like Fox or NBC, CNN. Just weird, fun stuff to talk about, debatable topics, stuff like that.
Now, to you, why is radio interesting?
Well, I was born with the gift and the ability to talk a lot. So that was one thing. It's just something I've always been interested in since I was a kid. You know, sports. Everybody wants to do sports when they first get interested in radio. But when you get into it and realize how competitive that is, unless you are the cream of the crop, the best, or know the right people, most people come to the realization that you got to branch out and make yourself marketable in other ways. And I've done anything from music radio, DJing, to I've been a news reporter, to now I produce a pretty big talk show in Columbus. So, you know, I done everything. I can do everything. And that's, you know, it's just fun to me.
Now, what will be the name of the show on Friday morning?
You know, I'm not a very creative person.
I thought about this today. I thought, I don't even know the name.
Yeah,
I can't plug the name.
My podcast is just called The Corey Durbin Show because I'm very bland and I'm not
That's
very
original
creative.
There.
Yeah,
got
so,
it.
I mean, if anybody wants to call and give me an idea, I'm open for it.
And we'll take calls through the next hour and a half here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-WWGH. What is Billy's function on your show?
Billy is the sidekick. I mean, if I need somebody to tease, if I need somebody's opinion on something, I'll go to Billy.
Now, Billy, do you always agree with Corey?
I mean, it depends on the topic at hand, what we're talking about. But he's my best friend. We've known each other since high school. So for the most part, I do agree with him.
Now
But you don't mind fighting with him,
no.
Which is what we want to hear because that's what we're all about in radio. We love
those
fights.
No, I don't mind. I mean, like I said, he's my best friend. So there's always some little disagreements here and there. But
there is one touchy subject.
All right, let's get into it.
He's a big, big LeBron James fan.
And you're not.
After LeBron left the first time, I did not jump back on the bandwagon.
You know, this is interesting. I am not baseball is my thing, so basketball is not necessarily. But I remember I was at a restaurant the night that LeBron James announced he was leaving the first time.
Yep.
People were furious.
Yep.
Almost as happy as they were when he announced he was coming back.
Right.
But aren't you happy he came back and won a championship?
In the moment when they won and I saw him hug the trophy and cry, there was like an hour where I was glad he came back. And then immediately the hatred started again.
What about all the money he gives to Cleveland?
That's what makes it hard for me as a person not to like him. As an athlete, you know, and I should clarify one thing. I don't hate people. I don't believe that that's something you should do. But there's the difference between pure hatred for someone and sports hate. I sports hate LeBron.
You know, this hate word, I think, has gotten a bad rep. Because I always hear people now, they say, and I'm going to use a generic term here, not a real person. They go, boy, I hate my neighbor. And then immediately they'll stop.
Right.
And they'll go, no, hate is a bad word. I just dislike them.
Right.
No, you probably do hate them. And what is the difference between hate and dislike anyway? Isn't the definition of hate dislike greatly?
Probably, yes.
So you hate him.
I mean, like I said.
Let's not ride the line here in the first few minutes.
No. Like I said, as a guy and the things he does for the community in Akron, he's a good guy. I can tell he's a good father. Sports hate, though, I don't think there's anybody I could hate more than LeBron James.
Billy, does he hate him?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he hates him.
He has to listen to my passion for the hatred of LeBron.
You have forgiven LeBron for leaving.
I have.
Why?
He was one of the people that followed him to Miami.
Billy's a LeBron fan. Forget Cleveland at that point.
LeBron, yeah.
You would have went down there and swayed on the palm trees.
Yeah.
All right. So why LeBron? So LeBron James to you is more important than the Cavaliers themselves.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I've never met him. I'm just a little kid from Mansfield, Ohio. So, I like the things he does for the community. I like how he gives back to the community through fundraisers and stuff. You know, his LeBron James Foundation helps put kids through college. Mm-hmm. I like him as a player. I think that there are things that, you know, obviously people hate on him for, like, oh, they hate him because he left. He didn't stay in Cleveland like he said he was going to, but he did come back and he brought us a championship like he said he would when he was a rookie. So I think he fulfilled his promise. I do think he's a great player. Like, other than saying he's a great player, I think he's just a likable guy.
Where do you think Corey's hate really comes from here? Because he came back, and last year they're champions. This year they were in the finals.
I have the real answer, by the way. Billy wouldn't have happened
without it. Do you? Let me just ask you this before, because I want Billy to answer. Yeah. Do you believe we'd have a championship in Cleveland and would have went to the finals this year without LeBron?
No, not at all.
We'll come back. Now, Billy, why does he really hate him?
I don't really know. I don't know the real reason.
Well, we're going to find out now. This is going to be good.
I mean, this is something I would like to know.
All right. Here it is.
Well, okay. So here we go. I remember it was like before I say something stupid and get myself in trouble. It was one of those moments in life, you know, there are moments in life that everybody remembers what they were doing and where they were.
And I just told you where I was.
Yes. Yeah. You did. Yeah, exactly. I was at my uncle's house in his basement watching the decision. At first, I remember at the time, despite what was going around in the news and everything, I personally knew he was gone. So the decision itself didn't really, I wasn't mad at first. But then I started thinking, wow, this guy is very arrogant. Like, who has a TV special just to announce that they're leaving to go somewhere else? And then...
Well, I don't think he ordered that himself. I think
maybe
the
not.
Media probably...
Maybe not. But then, you know, watching him in Miami, they don't even sell out the stadium in the finals. There's empty seats all over the place. They don't care. They don't like LeBron. They just... I don't really know... Their fan base is terrible. And then he goes down there, goes to the finals immediately the first year. That really upset me. And then watching him raise the first trophy for a different city, I just felt betrayed.
Did the Cavaliers do enough to keep him? Because I'm sure if they'd come up with the right money and the right deal, he would have stayed.
The problem, I think, is not the Cavs front office. I think the problem is it's Cleveland. There's no way Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade would have come to Cleveland. They wanted to go to Miami and win it while they could win, you know, play a game, win it, and then go hang out on the beach together in their yachts.
So now, I honest to God, I just have no idea what you just said. Back that whole thing up there and run that through me again.
So I don't think the front office is necessarily why LeBron felt frustrated.
You think
and
it's
left.
The city?
I think it's the city of Cleveland is not a sexy city to be in. So him recruiting the Stars to come to Cleveland, I don't think they wanted to be in Cleveland.
But he came back. How do you explain that?
Well, I think he felt obligated. I think he felt some guilt inside of him that he owed Cleveland something, and he needed to come back and win one for Cleveland.
Billy, do you believe that?
To some extent, yes. I mean, I don't agree. Like, I'm not mad at him for leaving. What I don't agree with is the way that he left. I don't think that, like, obviously you're one of the best players in the league currently. Like, I don't see why you need to sit down and have a 1 hour special on where you're going to go.
Yeah, but here's why that happened, in my opinion. And it was just my opinion. Do you remember when the Browns left with Art Modell?
Oh, yeah.
Art Modell loaded up the trucks and he literally packed the stadium up in the middle of the night and left town. So I think LeBron was actually, to be honest, noble in announcing. He told you he was leaving. He told you I'm going to go, and he did it on television. Art Modell said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. But he had the U-Hauls already packed up that night. He was off. We're leaving at 3 a.m.
No, you're right about that. You are right about that, and there was no explanation when the Browns left. They just left.
But they went and got a championship.
Yeah, but see,
Super Bowl.
LeBron also, in my opinion, I remember watching the conference finals that year against the Celtics. He mailed it in. Yeah. He mailed it in. He didn't care. He walked off the court.
He even took
the jersey off. I mean, you couldn't write that in a script.
Well, the city got kind of rude to him.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
Couldn't they relax and just enjoy the game? If somebody was being mean to you, if Billy here came in one morning and just hadn't had his coffee or something and threw something at you, do you think you would be that happy that morning?
I mean, no, if that was the case. But
you'd take the headset off.
You know, I'm not one of these guys who's completely, you know, irrational and off the wall, though. I will admit, if he hadn't left, we wouldn't have had the first pick the next year and got Kyrie Irving, which without him, we don't win last year either. Yeah. I mean, you know, because it's Kyrie got hurt the first year the Cavs made it back to the finals, and they lost. Then the next year he was healthy. Then they won. So you can say, yeah, they wouldn't have won it without LeBron, but they also wouldn't have won it without Kyrie. So I'm not completely irrational. In that case, or in that instance, I am glad he left and came back, because I like Kyrie Irving. I like the Cavs. I just can't stand LeBron.
But there would be no championship without him.
Yeah. No, I agree.
You would have been done watching basketball like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. And I'm also, I know, I understand that when he decides to leave again, either later this summer, which I believe he may. I think he's going to leave either this summer or next summer.
To go where?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. He's got a house in L.A. He has a very strong interest in doing TV and movies, producing and acting. Chris Paul, who plays for the L.A. Clippers, they're best friends. And, you know, you need a point guard, so he's got a point guard in L.A. It's the sexy city, like I said earlier, to live in. I
mean,
you got Hollywood right there, yeah. You get to hang out with all your celebrity friends. They don't have to come to Cleveland. You don't have to go out there. You're already there. I think that if he does stay this year, if they don't win, he's gone. If he wins again this year, if they do find a way to win this year, I think he'll keep staying until because in LeBron's mind, I think he's coming down to the end here. He's got maybe 8 good years left, maybe 5 as a really like he is now, and then 3 after that where his talent is diminishing.
So you kind of see him as a guy on the take.
I think that in his mind, he needs to win more championships quickly here if he wants to catch Michael's legacy, Michael Jordan.
I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't
either. No matter where he is.
I don't either.
But
in his mind.
But he's doing good things here in Cleveland. Do you think he leaves, Billy?
I mean, I think he'll stay this last year of his contract, but if we don't win the finals, I don't see anything pointing to that he's going to stay.
We got a break here, but I got to tell you what, Corey Durbin, the Corey Durbin Show, Friday morning here on WWGH Radio, 10:15 a.m. till noon, right before the exchange. You won't want to miss this. You can check out the Corey Durbin Show podcast and get a little taste of what is going on with this program Friday morning, and you'll get a bigger taste next hour because we're going to delve into some, who knows, maybe politics, who knows, maybe more sports. Stay with us here on WWGH Radio.
Do you work for the Internal Revenue Service or something?
I refuse to answer on the grounds.
Yes, I was born right here, Charles. I never went anywhere.